I'm Grace Bonney of After the Jump, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Full service.
Full Service Radio. What's good, Bushwick and Internet? It's Thursday, September 4th, and after a brief hiatus, we're back live on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, as we always are, 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, it's been a nice little break, but we're looking forward to the fall, even though it kind of feels like the first day of summer. First, I want to get some things out of the way. Thank you to TechServe for the equipment. Thank you to Bira Moretti for their sponsorship of Full Service Party and Radio. This week, we have not only one of the guys behind Sister Jam, not only the guy behind the brand and collective had to be there, but you may know him as the original Santa Claus from the Snake and Shake's Bonnaroo shindig that we did. He's a man of many tales and somebody that we've wanted on the show for a long time. And he is here now. It's Chris Goldstein. So I'm really excited to see what music he brought. I have no idea what direction this is headed in, but I have complete faith in Chris. And we're going to get a chance to chat with him later. We have some other news updates for you about the upcoming season. So, yeah, we'll be back in about 45 minutes after the music to talk with Chris Goldstein. This is Full Service Radio. Keep it locked.
You've got mail.
Robbery, burglary, or even an emergency. Like a scenario which you could call a cannabis conundrum.
What's going on?
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering what the...
What's going on?
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering what the... How much, you know, trouble you can get into if you want to land.
You're...
I'm so...
I'm so cool. I'm so where it's at. I'm it. I'm a genius. Yeah. Crack will make you feel like that.
You've got mail.
Thinking that I'm vain, 'cause when I spit, you see my veins bulging out. vegetable. Night form, Trigon, to become an icon. I once was an icon, now I'm icon. Hey, motherfucker, that's my joint. Let the pound on my brow, make a dog a pound. Come down, dogs are like an animal with a bustle all about. Sweet kid with a brief crab up in his couch. Let the pound on my brow, make a dog a pound. Come down, dogs are like an animal with a bustle all about. Sweet kid with a brief crab up in his couch. Swift days, then canines, decay minds. Now wait, my always gave me the chance, but I stay blind. I live me lots of love, so trying for me to say, party this, no, it's dust or Lennox. I lay on my guests, without the stress, let's digress. When it's 17 summers, so surely you're my next. Some of your stoops,
and your honey can pour a chest. Time is going by really, 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 really cool.
You have the rest, best feeling, trotting talents, they tear to your flesh. And trotting all the neck, your neck, blow a breath. Sent city, breathe, deep mess, yeah, continue to feed. Sent city, breathe, deep mess, yeah, continue to feed. In the pound, my ground, make a dog, I'm town, come down, the hustle like an animal, with the hustle on a pound. Sweet care with a free crib, hustle in his couch. In the pound, my ground, make a dog, I'm town, come down, the hustle like an animal, with the hustle on a pound. Sweet care with a free crib, hustle in his couch.
Sent city, breathe, need a mess, yeah, continue to feed. Sent city, breathe, need a mess.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local.
You've got mail.
Oh. how much, you know, trouble you can get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much, depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
Full service.
Means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. Means finally, the government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
You've got mail.
Dude.
planted.
It's only a seedling.
You've got mail. Theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
You've got mail. Thank you.
made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow. Think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow. Made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow. Brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment.
But,
Why not?
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering what,
What's going on?
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much? Depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
It didn't take long for police to track the call to Michelson's home. There they found a small amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia.
It's a first. Yeah, I can't say I've ever had this happen before.
Michelson admitted he bought seeds and equipment for growing. Police then charged him with marijuana possession and other crimes.
He did tell officers that he did it because he wanted to make his mother angry.
Michelson was later released on $5,000. Bail.
Really slow. Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really slow.
Well, it's...
You've got mail.
Forever and ever.
pass those dreams that keep you free, baby. Yeah, you gotta make them dreams come true. Oh, keep them dreams burning, baby. Yeah, yeah, keep them dreams burning forever. Oh, dream, baby, 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 forever and ever. Oh, forever and ever.
I'm a genius.
just, I think we're dying.
How much did you guys have?
I don't know, we made problems, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged, police department let the officer resign. His wife was not charged either. So far, the girls have not commented on the case.
What's going on?
Most of them are growing marijuana. I'm wondering what, how much, you know, probably get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much? Depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
It didn't take long for police to track the call from my home. They involved a small amount of marijuana and drug
lawmaker Solon decreed a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion.
Full Service Radio. That is a deliciously smooth way to end that set, sir.
What about
the situation? There you are.
Am I there? Oh, nice.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm going to turn down these monitors.
Okay. Oh, we can hear the laughter of the people being seated.
Yeah, there he
never
is.
Never thought it would happen.
We got a nod of approval from the man at table number 43, who is with another man. They look like bros, though. And in case you didn't know, you've been listening to the sounds of Chris Goldstein on Full Service Radio. Thanks for that. There was a lot of great tunes in there. Some Bette Midler, some of everything.
Yeah, I was trying to mix it up. I feel like if anything, I should be labeled as a radio personality.
I was going to ask you to introduce yourself, because I feel like I did an okay job of naming all the things you do, but how would you introduce yourself?
I would definitely start off by stalking my Facebook and just kind of reciting what happened on there. That happened recently in Detroit. Somebody asked me for an H2BT bio or something, and, you know, sometimes you don't check your Facebook for a couple days. And she went ahead and just reported on the facts being your Facebook post, so definitely keep that in mind if you're trying to build a bio for yourself. To
just go with like the three most recent Facebook posts you've had?
Basically, yeah. At the time, I was opening a vintage store in Detroit, and we were doing brunches on Sundays. So it was not one of the most you know, sociable or like viral times of my life. Definitely like a brunch at a new vintage store in Detroit, you know, featuring maybe 10 of your closest Detroit friends.
Well, I do want to get into the Sister Jam thing and everything else. Really, if you're somebody in Bushwick that's like throwing parties or doing something you think is cool, Chris Goldstein probably did it before you.
Definitely. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, it's true. And you've been...
had to be there, like, you know.
That's the mission statement.
I mean, basically.
Because you've been doing it for a while, man. Like, you were behind a lot of the Jelly Party, or you were part of a lot of the Jelly Parties. Kind of give me the highlights of your... Well, first of all, when did you come to New York? Are you from Detroit originally?
No, my dad's side of the family is, but after I went to this school in Florida called Flagler... And I was at the beach, and very American college experience. And then, you know, the idea is to move to New York after that with some friends that were cool that you met in college but didn't actually graduate. But, you know, you regroup in New York, start a video company, blow a credit card, get a random job at Jelly, throw like 5 years of like amazing parties where you get to hire a millionaire friends, and then... borrow some money from Brooklyn Bowl to pay Gucci Man at the end of it all because the sponsor bailed out, and then the Jelly kind of goes downhill. We owe a lot of money, but we still have a lot of cool contacts, so we branch out into other parts of the U.S., being Sister Jam, sort of this spinoff to make it look like, you know, things are all going in a planned direction, and our target market happened to be Detroit, and of course we're... probably 5 to 10 years too soon, and we do these amazing shows, you know, like one of the dudes we had play is that guy Rodriguez, who, you know, while we were doing a free show with him in like an abandoned train station park vibe,
he's from Detroit too, right?
Yeah, so like the, you know, that, and I thought he was like dying at the time. He's like, it took like 5 people to help him up the stage, and then I guess the money involved with the documentary success really rejuvenated him. Maybe if they had that much excitement in Detroit overall, it would be rejuvenated. But we then, trying to wrap this like 10-year documentary up in 2 minutes to you, but you know, we're in Detroit doing the had to be there thing, because at this point we're like, you know, jaded all-stars, and we're doing the internet radio vibe there.
And this is you and friends from college still?
No, at this point in Detroit, 10 years after moving to New York, friends from college that came with me are now super successful, or, you know, maybe friends that I met like within the first 5 years in New York are like super successful doing the things that they did for like Jelly, but doing it for other people, Pitchfork, creative agency, like design type groups, you know, you can drop names or whatever, but... you know, I was definitely like riding the ship down, and it landed in Detroit and spun that off into H2BT, which got some money from the government for a couple years.
Because it was in Detroit?
Yeah, there's a lot of shit in Detroit right now where you can get free money from the government if you, like, I thought I was going to get some more this year, but we were going to do an indoor beach kind of like iced coffee Wi-Fi zone, like in the middle of nowhere by like a Little Caesars. And we lost out to like a yoga jam station or something. Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely been a fun ride. But I definitely, at this point in New York, seeing all my friends like that are still here doing cool stuff, it's, you know, that's the whole point.
Tell me some of the people that you've booked before they became big.
I paid a lot of... I remember arguing with... Action Bronson had like a... This is like Roberta's related to it. Action Bronson had like a super cool hip hop guy that, I forget his name, Ricky something maybe, that was like, you know, the guy for hip hop, and he was repping Action Bronson. At the time, I had only seen like a mixtape where Action Bronson, it's like a Hannibal Lecter kind of vibe, and just looks like any other fat white guy would, with like a reappropriation of popular culture. And you're like, hey, whatever, he can open for Danny Brown or something. And how much do you want? you know, we need, we're asking for like 1,000 these days. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, we definitely got like 250 to 500, you know. You know, then they're, of course, like, okay, we'll take it, we'll take it. And, you know, and it, I guess for, it's weird describing before their, you know, festival all-stars kind of vibe, like, rappers go from zero to nothing, like, faster than anybody.
Yeah, they, you know? Exactly. But, I mean, not only that, but DJs and stuff, too. A lot of the people you've been affiliated with are now, like, getting a pretty penny for their gigs, and you were booking them at a time when nobody knew who they were.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, that's also part of the had to be there vibe. But at the same time, a lot of DJs we booked for, like, say, the jelly parties that were really big were, like, went on to become, like, creative agency gurus or something. Like, people that were looking really cool at the time that could spin that shitty DJ life into, like, a Ace Hotel vibe or something, you know? And I mean, be like a genius there.
You've definitely seen more than most people that are just coming into the game right now, and I'm wondering kind of like where you see shit right now in Brooklyn in 2014. What's kind of changed?
I mean, I'm like back in an apartment that I used to live in. You know, like I was a guy with a roommate who was a skydiver and a roommate who was like a jazz cruise musician living, you know, by like pre-Roberta's, you know, L. Morgan train era, and then rode that out for a while and then sort of handed it off to my buddy Oliver, and now he's, you know, basically having to act like a slumlord because they, you know, they raise the rents, you know, every month, and they threaten you with all this stuff, and you have to deal with all these, you know, like chicks living in their, you know, like college freshman dorm slash
yeah
New York,
I mean, it's a
camp.
Bushwick is a campus now.
Yeah, very campus. It's a campus of, you know, it's like Airbnb, the college, you know, kind of vibe.
So why even be in Brooklyn then?
Well, I definitely, you know, I was trying to make my one of my biggest things about being with any of my friends or encouraging you know, relationships is to sort of do more of an import thing, you know, because it's nice when you bring somebody new into the game rather than, like, you know. So long story short, I got my Argentinian girlfriend here in the U.S. for the first time, and I tried to take her to Detroit. She thought it was boring. I agreed with her. And then at the same time, my buddy Oliver, who has been around forever, he opened up a New Orleans po' boy-style food truck, which is also like a restaurant, you know. It's like the dust of 285, like, spread so far down into Bushwick. You know, it grew into a couple PA-type bartenders that are now, like, sort of reliving, you know, or recreating that vibe. And I, you know, I definitely wanted to come and help them with that because, you know, it's only in Bushwick is your random-ass, you know, like, good friend going to get handed a food truck that costs, like, a shit ton of money that some, like, crazy, you know, like, slumlord, you know, whoever their money's coming from, you know, just turning everything into a cafe or bar or, like, some comfort zone. It's like the Chuck E. Cheese a vacation of wherever, you know.
Well, definitely big shout out to Oliver, who's also a part of Sister Jam. And Sister Jam is the team that we kind of collaborated with in putting together the Snake and Jake's Barn thing at Bonnaroo in partnership with Roberta's.
Yeah, that was the best. The first year when you were actually like, Sister Jam, like saying it, you know, like full service Sister Jam. You know, that was a really good feeling. And I've had a lot of life-changing festival experiences, and I'm just glad to have that one with you guys.
Oh, no doubt. Thanks, man. That first year was very, very special. And
it only gets worse after the first year. Like,
told us as much.
I started like the Fool's Gold, you know, day out. Started the Mad Decent Block Party. And as soon as you show these, like, losers that are, like, you know, dragging Diplo or HVAC around how to, like, email somebody, then, you know, they just do it on their own. So, you know, there's a lot of things that want to make me jaded and upset about what's going on now, but at the same time, I'm not trying to go to any of those things over and over and over again. You know, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like amazing at the time, and But 10 years later, literally, like, I was working in creative agency work for so long, like, you know, when you have to decide your schedule based on all these media people's, like, expectations, like South by Southwest, Sundance, or Coachella, or whatever your fucking friend wants to do, like, with all her money, like, save up and do that, you know? Take a shit in a fucking 100-degree Porto, for all I care. You know, could have seen Danny Brown, like, 10 years ago, now to Howard Johnson's. Like, fuck your life.
Well, if you're listening to this and you want to follow this man, follow Chris Goldstein, because he's constantly ahead of what's happening, and I'm sure that's not going to change anytime soon. I'm happy to have you on the show, man, and hope to have you back and keep checking in with you. And the Orleans Po' Boy Shop, for those in Bushwick, food truck, not shop. Though, I mean,
yeah, it's one of those things we could say anything.
Right, exactly. It's an experience.
I was calling it more of a True Detective rape zone.
Yeah. And if that doesn't make you want to go, then I don't know what will. But it's over by Bossa Nova, basically, right?
Across the street.
Right across the street. So, I mean, couldn't be a better location. We know, like, Bjork's hanging out there these days, so, you know, that's where you want to be.
Mm. Yeah, she got an oyster basket the other day.
Did she?
I gave her a couple extra, only, like, two.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve three.
I mean, yeah, no. After I hold death grips.
Well, thanks for coming on, man. I skipped the food questions. Usually I ask people food questions, but hold on. Let me squeeze one or two in here real quick. Give me your favorite restaurant in Detroit.
In Detroit, it's not about what your favorite restaurant, I guess. It's like, which one of your friends is opening the next one, and is it going to happen in the next, like, 2 or 3 years? Like,
are you trying to open anything in Detroit?
No, I lost a bunch of money in the stock market recently when I was coming back from Peru. I was in South America for like 8 months. Like, I've been on like 3 summers in a row, and I was like saving up this peyote to take in at some point of my South American journey. I made it like in Chile, like off the plant and like a cactus and everything. Super cool process. And then sitting in like an internet shack in Peru. Like, it's like a beach / desert vibe, and it's like where they all mix it one. It's really weird. But then, you know, this old lady's got an internet shack checking the stocks, because the whole time I'm in South America, I made, you know, like thousands of dollars on some new marijuana stocks.
Wow.
And my whole idea was to take that money and buy stuff in Detroit, but the SEC got involved. It's like some Wolf of Wall Street shit.
Damn.
Maybe next year. I don't know. It only takes like $500, but I've been saving up to get a new license, and it's like $60 for like 2 years. I mean, I'm like, you know, definitely not rolling in any kind of dough. You know, a lot of lifestyle choices have been made on just kind of, you know, survival.
Rolling in po' boys, though, that's for damn sure.
Now I got, oh yeah, I can fry you up whatever you want. Hook it up.
We'll go visit Chris at the Orleans Po' Boy Truck Experience. Location in Bushwick. And for more, follow Sister Jam, look them up, or Had to Be There. That's H2BT. Mm-hmm. And we'll have you back again soon, man. Cool. Chris is a friend of not only Full Service, but everybody else we're friends with. So happy to have you here. You have one song to close the show with, is that right?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Great. Awesome. You've been listening to Full Service Radio. I am Jack Inslee. The fall season starts next week. We're staying at the same time slot. Gunwash is up next with a very, very special guest who may just lose some money in court, but we're here to help him. Again, see you guys next week. Subscribe on iTunes. Make your life easy. Peace.
Mayo.
So cool. I'm so where it's at. Crackle makes you feel like that.
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering how much, you know, trouble you can get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much, depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know, we made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow. Time is going by really, 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 really. I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really. I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged,
you've got mail.
Full service. Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store.
By searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 non-profit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
You've got mail.
Coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
You would go from skull and bones to secret society.
So sick that we can't talk. What does that mean for America?